Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for allowing ICE access to personal Medicaid data. He says the move violates federal law and creates a climate of fear that could discourage families from seeking medical care. It's the end of an era for another small-town central Minnesota school. The Little Falls School Board has voted to close Dr. S.G. Knight Elementary School in Randall. Superintendent Greg Johnson says it's an emotional issue for the community.
We've asked the community to share additional ideas on how we can address our budget, and we've received ideas. The unfortunate part is none of the ideas have the budget impact that closing a school does, which makes it really difficult.
Johnson says the district has achieved some successes in reducing its budget by $3.5 million over the last 2 years, and he feels confident about the direction it's heading. Hourly school workers in Minnesota are still eligible for unemployment insurance benefits this summer thanks to a $100 million state investment. This is MNN.